From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
This is Alan Cairns saying hello to you and welcome once more to Let the Bible Speak. We're coming very near to the end of our fairly prolonged series of studies on the subject of the law in relation to the cross and the Christian. Those who have been with us throughout the series will remember that as well as looking at the general subject of the law, we have been going through the Ten Commandments one by one. And today and tomorrow, God willing, we'll finish our study of the Tenth Commandment, Thou Shalt Not Covet. First, however, it's time for our daily devotional Bible study and our thought for the day. Today our devotional is from Judges chapter 2 verse 6 on the subject, Possessing Our Possessions. We read, The children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. What a rich land of blessing the Lord has given to his people. Deuteronomy 8 verses 7 and 9 tell us, The Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. Paul's New Testament description of this wonderful provision of grace is found in Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The Apostle Peter in 2 Peter 1 3 affirms that God's divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Our Father has not saved us to leave us without anything that's necessary to true spirituality and godliness. He has given us His Spirit, whose specific task is to make us know, quotes, the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 12. It is inexcusable, then, for us to live in ignorance of our spiritual inheritance or to fail to enjoy it to the full. The spiritual fullness is the great reality of New Testament Christianity. Colossians 2:10 says, Ye are complete in Him. Literally, ye are in Him made full. All the fullness of God dwells in Christ. We are in Christ. Therefore, we are filled with all the fullness of God. In Christ is never the place of spiritual impoverishment. Christians need to learn what they have and what they are by virtue of their union with Christ. They need to know the glorious truth of free justification and the imputed righteousness of Christ. That's the basis of a life of peace and a life of power, a life of victory over sin, a life of liberty to serve the Lord in love, free from guilt, motivation, and manipulation. Are you possessing your possessions in Christ? Cry for the ministry of the Spirit to teach you what is yours in Christ and to lead you into the enjoyment of it by faith. And our thought for the day comes from the great German reformer Martin Luther. He that has Christ has all things, and he that has not Christ has nothing.
In land or store I may be poor, my place unknown, my name obscure. Of this I have the witness sure. Oh, bless the Lord, I've Jesus. Jesus. What though the world its gifts deny, I've riches more than gold can buy. The key to treasures in the sky. Oh, bless the Lord, I've Jesus. On life's rough sea, how frail my bark, but in the storm and densest dark, I have a safe and a trusted ark. Oh, bless the Lord, I've Jesus. When shadows deep around me fall, and gloom and fear my soul enthrall, there is an arm beneath them all. Oh, bless the Lord, I've Jesus. What though the world its gifts deny, I've riches more than gold can buy. The key to treasures in the sky. Oh, bless the Lord, I've Jesus. Soon will this fleeting life be o'er, and then upon the other shore, I'll be with Him forevermore, forevermore with Jesus. What though the world its gifts deny, I've riches more than gold can buy. The key to treasures in the sky. Oh, bless the Lord, I've Jesus.
In each broadcast, we like to invite you to be in touch with us, to let us know that you're listening in to Let the Bible Speak, and that the Lord is blessing His Word to your hearts. We also like to make available to you various items that we believe will be a blessing and a benefit to you. For the last few weeks, we've been making a very special offer, and this is the last week that we'll be making that offer. This week, we're concluding our series of studies on the law of God, and to mark that, we're offering free of charge a copy of the book I wrote on that subject. This 300-plus page study covers the ground that we have covered in these audio messages, but obviously having them in book form gives you much more leisure to study and digest them. The book is titled Chariots of God, The Law in Relation to the Cross and the Christian. Its retail price is $15, but as I said, while our stocks last, it's yours as a gift from Let the Bible Speak, when you simply write or call and request it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org, ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you.
All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave His Son for man to die, that He might man redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more, at God the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yesterday in our study of the Tenth Commandment, we started to look not only at the prohibition in the words, "Thou shalt not covet," but also the positive implications. The first of those implications is that we should be content with what God has done for us and given us in Christ. Now we come to the next implication. We should love and serve the Lord with our heart. So let's turn to the Word of God as we take up our study there.
When it says, "Thou shalt not covet," it's saying positively, love and serve the Lord from your heart. As I've been trying to prove, this is a commandment that emphasizes heart obedience. It calls us not only to avoid evil and do good, but to do it from the heart. That's how you get saved. Romans 6:17, "God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you." And now that you're saved, as Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 6, verse 6, "as the servants of God, do the will of God from the heart." Or as he tells the Colossians, "whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord." That's what it means when it says, "thou shalt not covet." Love and serve the Lord with all your heart. And do not envy others. Now we get to a huge subject that I am only going to have time to mention. Envy. My, is there anything more prevalent among people than envy? You look at somebody and you envy what they have. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but there's a gentleman down here who told me, and I was going to use someone else as an illustration of this very same thing, but he would know I was just skipping him to spare him, and I don't want to do that either. My brother Sam down here, he told me he's got himself a very nice automobile over in the United Kingdom. Doesn't give him any trouble, but it's cost him thousands of dollars, because every time he parks it, someone will come along with a nail or something else and just scratch and score. That is because of envy. Now, you may never have gone that far, but you look at people, what they have, and you long for what they have because they haven't. I'm as good as they are. I work as hard as they work. Why do they have this and I don't?
Envy gets into the soul. And this jealousy becomes the fire that burns within the heart. When it says, thou shalt not covet, it is absolutely prohibiting the sin of envy. Envy is the absolute denial of Christian love, because we are told emphatically, charity envieth not. It's impossible to love and to envy at the same time. Envy is a work of the flesh, according to Galatians 5:21. And what a vile work it is. Solomon calls it in Proverbs 14:30, the rottenness of the bones. James tells us that where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. And that's why Paul commands us in Galatians 5:26, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Do not envy others their possessions or their position. And be very careful, especially in your attitude to money. Be very careful in your attitude to money. There is no crime in being rich if the riches are lawfully gained. There's no crime in being rich. There may be great trial, for there are few people in this world that God can trust with great riches that will not become a canker to their soul. There is no crime in lack of riches. Where the crime comes in is given in 1 Timothy 6:9. They that will be rich. Those who are consumed with a passion to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition, because the love of money is the root of all evil, the root of every kind of evil, which some, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. And listen, they have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. They will be rich. Be very careful of that. Don't get greedy. Proverbs tells us that he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Don't get greedy. And very especially, refuse to entertain the thought of getting anything in any way that is either hurtful to others or to your fellowship with God. Gain by covetousness attacks both God and man. You remember Achan? He coveted and he took. And he attacked God by doing so. You remember Ahab? He saw the field of Naboth and he coveted. He and his wife, through the murder of Naboth, took at great cost to Naboth and his people. Do not take any gain in any area if in order to get it, you have to hurt your walk with God, or you have to hurt your fellow man. If you can't get on your knees and face your God with the gain that you have made, better not to touch it and to lose out with God. And if a man's blood will stand up in the judgment day to condemn your gain, your business venture will not look like such a very wise and clever thing. No gain that hurts men or fellowship with God. You know, that's one thing that makes gambling so wrong and a breach of the 10th commandment. And I want to make this clear. The sin of gambling is not merely in the element of chance. If you try to live your life without any taking any chance, you can't live at all. It's not merely in the element of chance. Without repeating myself, I refer you to what I said under the third commandment of taking the Lord's name in vain when we referred to the just use of the lot or the dice. We saw then that gambling is a blasphemous presumption upon the providence of God. Here in the 10th commandment, we see its roots in idolatrous covetousness and in utter disregard for our fellow men. You know, you can never hope to win in gambling, whether it's at the cards or at the lottery. You can never hope to win without hurting your neighbor. It's impossible. It's in the very nature of the thing. It's idolatrous. It's blasphemous. And it is hurtful to your neighbor. And therefore, it is totally condemned by the law of God. Woe to the man that tramples on God's law for this evil gain. Woe to those Christians. My, I have to be careful what I say here. I really do have to be careful, because not only would I take up time that neither of us have, but I may get carried away. But when I get letters from egghead academic so-called Calvinistic Christians who are so determined, I have the Christian liberty not only to go out and drink, but I have the Christian liberty to play cards for money. Where's the harm? I'm in my own home. I do this and I don't do that. I wonder, do they have the slightest inkling of the holiness of God? And I wonder, do they have the slightest regard for the law of God? Got a letter from one of those eggheads not too long ago. And it made me sick. I wouldn't deign to reply. I have no time for people who fiddle and fool with God's word, all in the name of their academic greatness and their so-called Christian liberty. Their liberty is neither Christian nor liberty. It's hellish license. Woe to the man that makes his evil gain from gambling. And woe to the state that makes that gambling a plank in its official policy. And one of the things that will damn this country is its addiction to the lottery. For it's idolatrous, it's blasphemous, and it is totally hurtful, destructive to the most vulnerable, to the poorest, and to the neediest members of this society. Any gain that hurts your walk with God or your fellowship with God or hurts your neighbor is a breach of the 10th commandment. And let me put in a very simple and practical thing here. Thou shalt not covet means in our society that you will avoid responding to every form of manipulation to make you desire things that you cannot afford. And I'm referring now to the advertising industry and its apparently limitless resources, its immense powers, its use of great artistic skill and great psychological skill to ensnare the weak and the unwary. Millions of people across America and millions of Christians are trying to satisfy cravings that they cannot afford,
for things they do not need with money they do not have. And their debt becomes a millstone about their necks. It's an insult to God. It's harmful to His testimony. It's a willful breach of God's law.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.